Blog Talk Radio.
Oh, I need you, Lord. touch on me. I need you touch me now. Holy Spirit, fall fresh on me. I need you touch me now. The shadow of my presence, you can abide. And like Ezekiel, with dry bones in the valley, I blow and release my wind and my glory. So I am the one who makes you whole. We cry.
filling the earth. How great you are. We are responding to your love. The oceans are rising, rising and falling at your word. We are responding to your love.
So we declare tonight.
You might be watching and you'll say, I know we can do it, but it seems like my time has passed. And I want to encourage you, because I was reading the Even Nows in scriptures, and I got to Martha, because her brother Lazarus had died and he had been dead for 4 days. And Jesus shows up and she says, Lord, if you had been here, my brother wouldn't have died. But even now, I know that God will give you what you said. And I tend to declare that it may look like your time has passed, but he can still do it. Even if it's a death situation, he can still do it. Even if it's a miracle past time, he can still do it. He can still do it. It's not too late. That's what we said. imagine how that sounds to the Father when we say to Him, all I want is You.
All I want is You.
We live in a nation that seems to want to turn its back on God, but there's a people who are crying out and saying,
all I want is You.
I'm not after the blessings, I'm not after the things, I'm after the presence of God.
All I want.
Because when you get God, you get everything else that you need.
All I want is You, Lord.
You can seek after things but miss God, but if you seek after God, the things will come.
All I want.
Hallelujah. Good morning, Holy Spirit. Good morning, my sisters and brothers in Christ Jesus. I greet you in the name of the Father, in the name of the Son, and in the name of His sweet, blessed Holy Spirit. Grace and peace be multiplied unto you in the mighty and the matchless name of Jesus. This is the day that the Lord has made. We will rejoice and be glad in it. I was glad when they said unto me, let us go into the house of the Lord. Let us pray. Our Father and our God, we bless You and we thank You, Lord. We give You glory. We give You honor. We magnify Your holy name, O God. Your name is worthy of praise and glory and honor, O God. We bless Your name, Jesus, and we say thank You, Lord. Thank You, Jesus. We thank You for Your grace. We thank You for Your mercy. We thank You for Your goodness, O God. We love You, Jesus. We adore You, Lord Jesus. Thank You for waking us up this morning. Thank You for keeping watch over us as we slept through the night. Thank You for Your faithfulness. Thank You, Father, Your loving kindness. Thank You, Jesus, for this light, this breath that we breathe. That is Yours. We say thank You, Lord. Thank You, Jesus, for salvation. Thank You, Jesus, for the finished works of the cross. Thank You, Jesus, for our families and our children. Thank You, Jesus, that You brought us through and we are overcomers through Christ Jesus. We say thank You, Lord. How great is our God. Great is our God. Hallelujah. We adore You, Lord Jesus. We come to Thy throne of grace this morning and we ask for mercy. Your mercies are new every morning. Have mercy upon us, O God. Forgive us of sin of omission and commission. Be merciful unto us, O God. We have sinned and we have fallen short of Your glory, O God. So we cry out for mercy. Be merciful unto us. Have mercy upon our children, our grandchildren, O God, our spouses, O God. We pray for mercy upon us, O God, in the name of Jesus. Let the blood of Jesus wash us. Let the blood of Jesus cleanse us. Let the blood of Jesus, O God, release the blood of Jesus over the airways, the cyberspace, the networks, the blood of Jesus. Let the blood of Jesus speak better things than the blood of Abel. We thank You for the precious blood of Jesus Christ, O God, the blood of Jesus. Oh, Father God, release the blood of Jesus into our atmosphere. We soak every cell, every tissue, every organ, every system in our bodies in the blood of Jesus. We command our bodies to come into holy alignment with the word of God. By the stripes of Jesus, we are healed. Any sickness and disease and infirmity in our bodies, we release the blood of Jesus to destroy every work of every spirit of infirmity. We uproot it in the name of Jesus. By the stripes of Jesus, we are healed. Father God, we thank you for your healing virtues, your healing power. In the name of Jesus, O God, not only heal our bodies, heal our hearts, O God. Heal us, O God. Heal us and set us free in the name of Jesus. This morning, O God, we put on the full armor of God and the armor of life, the helmet of salvation, the breastplate of righteousness, the shoes of peace, the sword of the Spirit, the shield of faith, and our loins girded with truth in the name of Jesus, O God. O Father God, we put the armor on our children, our grandchildren, O God, our spouses, O God, in the name of Jesus, our nieces and nephews, those that are connected to us in your kingdom, O God. We put the armor and the armor of God and the armor of light, the helmet of salvation, the breastplate of righteousness, the shoes of peace, the sword of the Spirit, the shield of faith, and our loins girded with truth. We ask you, Lord, to be a wall of fire around us and the glory within us, O God. Oh, Father God, we thank you, Father God, that you are center of our lives. There's no one we can go to, no one we can trust except you. Oh, Father, we thank you. We bless you, oh God. We thank you for your eternal love. We thank you, Lord, for your eternal love for us, oh God. We thank you, Lord, for the Holy Spirit who is leading and guiding us into all truth. Holy Spirit, we bless you. And we thank you, Lord, in the name of Jesus. We give you glory, we give you honor, we magnify your name, O God. You are worthy, O God, you are worthy, we are worthy of praise. Hallelujah. We thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. We thank you, Lord, we bless you. We give you glory. Hallelujah. As I bring this word for glory, let it not be me, but let it be the Christ that lives inside of me. Oh God, I hide behind the cross. All of you, Jesus, and none of me, let your word come forth in the power and an anointing of the Holy Spirit. We thank you for the word coming forth, oh God. In the name of Jesus, hallelujah. I decrease and Christ increase, oh God. Hallelujah, hallelujah, oh God. In the name of Jesus. Thank you for this word. In Jesus' name, amen. Genesis 26, I started with that yesterday, and I gave you some pointers with Isaac, how God was committed to the promises that he gave to Abraham, and then that he told Isaac, stay in that land, don't go, and I'll bless you. And hallelujah, he actually told Isaac again about the promises that he's going to release to Isaac. And then when Isaac stayed in that land of the Philistines, in the land with the Philistines, the king, and there's the king Abimelech, hallelujah, he stayed there and he was blessed. I told you there was a supernatural blessing because there was famine in the land. The Bible said Isaac planted crops in that land. He planted seed and the same year reaped 100-fold. And I went into telling you about this if you were here yesterday. Hallelujah. And so the Bible says he grew, he became very wealthy. He had flocks and herds and servants that the Philistines envied him. You know, when you have the favor of God, let me tell you one thing. When you have the favor of God, be ready for people to envy you for just because of the favor of God. Amen. In the name of Jesus, I don't know why people think they will have favor and they won't have people, haters or people who will hate that because of the favor of God. So don't be surprised when you have the favor of God upon you. You will have people that wouldn't like you just like they did with Isaac. Hallelujah. Envy him. So let's go to verse 15, 26, 15. So all the wells that his father's servants had dug in the time of Abraham, the Philistines stopped and filled them with earth. So I want you to look at verse 15. This is a generational. I want you to look at generational blessings. Oh, my God, I feel the anointing. They said all the wells that Abraham dug, all the wells that Abraham and Sarah dug in the time of his father, the Philistines stopped and filled them with dirt. If you look at the real picture of the well, it's not like the well you see that we may have in Liberia. These wells were very, 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 very deep. And what they did, they put to stop these wells, they put human dung, dead animals, all kinds of stuff in the well, which is terrible because if somebody is sick, And you put them in that well, and you fill it up. I mean, the water would get contaminated. Amen. And it did it. You see, this is what happens. That's what Abraham had left, these wells. These wells, and sometimes you have inheritance, and people come and put dung in it and want to destroy because why? Of jealousy. And so sometimes it stops us from really getting to our generation of blessings because we always have people watching to try to destroy us. And the Bible says after they finished putting all these things in his father's will, after that, so then Abimelech said to Isaac, move away from us. You have become too powerful for us. Now, because God has supernaturally blessed Isaac, and the king did not want him. Move away. Tell him to go. Put him out. So Isaac moved away from there. Isaac said, no problem. And he came in the valley of Jerah where he settled. Isaac reopened the wells that had been dug in the time of his father, Abraham, which the Philistine had stopped up after Abraham died. And he gave them the same names that his father had given him. So he moved and he said, look, let me just reopen and these wells. And he dug this. Isaac servant dug in the valley and discovered a well of fresh water there. But the herders of Jerah quarreled with those of Isaac and said, the water is ours. I mean, sometimes your own inheritance, people will fight and say it's theirs. There's many of these things we have in families going around now. Things that your generational, your parents, your great grandparents work for, that you have as Philistines that have come and stopped these wells and these blessings that you know that is supposed to be for you. But what did Isaac do? He said, "Okay, let me read. Let me read." He decided to move to another well. Isaac served dug in the valley and discovered, okay, so he named that well Esek. You see, the water is, oh, he's not going to argue. So you, if you want it, you know, you take it. I'm going. You can take it. I mean, why didn't they come there and dig the well, dig all that stuff? After they wait until Isaac, you know, that's how inheritance goes. They wait until you do all the work and then they come to take you to court and say it's theirs. Hallelujah. But Isaac said, you know what? You can have it. And Isaac, and he went, and they named that, so he named the word Isaac because they disputed with him. Hallelujah. Then they dug another well, but quarreled over that one. He also called it Sitna. So he had Isaac Sitna. He went to the second one, and then they quarreled with him. So don't get discouraged when it comes to receiving your generational blessings. Continue moving forward. Amen. In the name of Jesus. Maybe you try the first and the second time, it may not work. But continue because it is right for you. They're yours. Those are generational blessings that the Lord has released. Hallelujah. He moved all day and dug another well, and no one quarreled over it. He named it Rehovah. Now the Lord has given us room, and we will flourish in the land. Now the Lord has given us room. The first one, Isaac, a quarrel. Second one, Sitna, a quarrel. But the third one, Jehovah. And there was no quarrel. That's why I always tell you, don't give up. The first time you try, you don't succeed. Go try again. Hallelujah. Don't give up. God promises, I yes and amen. Now the Lord has given us room. We will flourish in the land. Hallelujah, because the favor of God was upon Isaac due to his father Abraham's obedience and faithfulness to God. Regardless, you see, when God bless you, we have obstacles in your way. But that doesn't mean you must give up. Hallelujah. You repeat, people will envy you, be jealous of you. But don't give up. Keep your eyes focused on the cross, on Jesus Christ. And don't give up, because you're coming to the Rehoboam. The Lord has given us room, and we will flourish in the land. The Lord has given you room, and you will flourish in the land. Don't give up on God. I don't know what some of you may be going through. This is just a short word to encourage you this weekend to your time. Hallelujah. I'm saying that you don't give up. The Lord has made room for you, and you will flourish in the land. Don't give up. You try the first, it didn't happen. Second, it didn't happen. Third, it didn't happen. Do not give up. The Lord, hallelujah, has made room for you. His favor is upon you. Hallelujah. You're coming into that season of Rehoboam. Hallelujah. That means there's no quarreling. It is rightfully yours in the name of Jesus, Rehoboam. Hallelujah. Father, we thank you for this word this morning. We thank you, Jesus, that we will not give up on you, because you won't give up on us. We thank you for your love and your kindness. We thank you for your faithfulness. We thank you, Jesus, for your strength is made perfect when we're weak. We bind the spirit of worry and anxiety and release everything that concerns our lives to the Father in heaven in Jesus' name. We thank you and we bless you, O Lord. Hallelujah. Glory, glory to God. We give you glory. We pray this is a day that the Lord has made. We'll rejoice and be glad in it. We'll walk by the Spirit and not by the flesh, O God. Lead us and guide us into all truth, O God. We bless you, Lord. Hallelujah. We praise you. Hallelujah. We worship you, O God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. We adore you, Lord. Go before us, make the crooked places and make a way in the wilderness. We thank you, Lord. We thank you, Jesus. We give you glory. We give you honor. In Jesus' holy name we pray. Amen and amen. Let us say the Lord's prayers. Our Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name, thy kingdom come. Thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from all evil. For thine is thy kingdom, thy power and thy glory, forever and ever. In Jesus' holy name we have prayed. Amen and amen. God bless you. Have a wonderful, blessed day. Join us tonight at 7, hallelujah, for our Holy Communion and prayer service. Hallelujah. We bless God. We love you. God bless you. In Jesus' name, amen.